People with disabilities make up 22% of the American public, but they remain largely undercounted in the U.S. Census Bureau's once-a-decade population count. This data informs how billions of dollars of federal funding is allocated to services, products, and support for you and your community. Today on Community Conversations, we have the Census Outreach Coordinator for the Center for the People with Disabilities, Craig Towler, joining us by Zoom. You may remember Craig Towler's Tragedy to Triumph story on The Shift here at AINC, and today I am so happy to have him back to talk about his involvement with the U.S. Census and what he wants all of you to know. How are you doing today, Craig?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for speaking with me today and looking forward to chatting about the census and how important it is to our communities and just for the future of all of us. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, me as well. So what is your role at the Center for People with Disabilities and what are your goals for the 2020 census?
Yeah, definitely. My role with CPWD is as a census outreach coordinator and cultural broker for Boulder County. Our goal with the census is to help increase participation of traditionally hard-to-count populations while helping remove any barriers people may experience with participation.
All right. What exactly would you consider like the hard-to-count populations and like what types of people do you serve and hope to help fill out this 2020 census?
Yeah, there's lots of different hard-to-count populations and there's lots of different definitions of that without a specific one. And hard-to-count populations are just people that traditionally have less access to technology or information about participation, or also might experience barriers such as being vision impaired or audio impaired or blind or deaf or speak a different language or just need additional tools that may prevent from participation. And we're here doing outreach in the communities to help remove those barriers so that everyone has equal access and the same ability and no one's being missed due to barriers that are set up.
I think that's so crucial. Every 10 years, you know, we have these big counts where we count everyone living in the United States. And tell us a little bit about why these numbers are so important, especially for the disabled community.
Definitely. The census goes hand in hand with disability rights and disability advocacy. Census figures help advocates, community leaders, and elected officials address disparities in housing, healthcare, employment, and education. The health and well-being and the political of all communities rests on a fair and accurate census count. Elected officials cannot make informed decisions about how to allocate federal tax dollars effectively without accurate accounts of the population. So it's pretty much just making sure that we have everyone counted accurately so we can make informed decisions based on who's in the community. And if we're missing important demographics and people in our communities, we can't accurately account for our needs. So that's why it's so important that every single one of us is participated, because we all count.
I think that's so crucial. And to a lot of people, it might just seem like a small thing, you know, to go on there and put in the effort to fill out the census, but those numbers really do matter. And especially during times like these with COVID-19, it's especially crucial that every community gets the resources they need and the representation. And the census is a good example of the types of data people are using to provide that. So what are some of the key dates people need to know, and how has the coronavirus pandemic affected these dates?
Definitely. Some key dates to know are obviously April 1st is Census Day, and even though that has passed, that's kind of the date that's still used when filling out the census. So April 1st is going to be the date that you check for people who have been in your residence at that time. So when you get the census and you're filling it out and it says how many people are living in your house, or however it's phrased, you're going to go back to who was there on April 1st, Census Day. So that's an important one. And then another important thing to know is that the census is going on right now, and that we're recommending and encouraging everyone to participate now with the self-response online, even though the deadline has been moved back. So the overall census date has been moved back until October 31st. But we don't want anyone to wait. We still want people to have the motivation and just, you know, the sooner the better. There's no need to wait. And the more self-responses we get online now, the easier it's going to be with the next step, with the follow-up that needs to be done for the people that haven't responded. And especially in this time with COVID going on and social distancing and everyone wanting to stay apart, it's helpful for everyone to self-respond at home via the internet, just so that the amount of resources and people needed for the follow-up can be less if possible, but it still will take place regardless.
Yeah, so tell me if I'm wrong, but I believe this is the first census where an online version is available. Is that correct?
That is correct. And it, you know, as you were saying, it takes place every 10 years. And 10 years ago, it may not seem that long ago, but with technology, we didn't have the resources to have online participation like we do now. So it's actually so beneficial that we have the technology to help with cope with the times that we're living in now. Because without the ability to self-respond online, I fear that there'd be a lot more delays and the self-response would be a lot lower due to everything that's going on right now. So it's really a great thing that we have the ability to self-respond online, which is great. And being able to have this online self-response also opens up a lot more access to tracking the results faster and more accurately, and having those analytics to help kind of help our outreach and gauge how we're doing with progress, which is something unique that we haven't had the ability to do with this amount of accuracy. Where 10 years ago, I could never have pulled up a website and told you that Boulder County's at 68% right now and given us that motivation and encouragement that we're doing great. So it's really a valuable thing to have the access to the technology that we do now to help with to increase participation.
That's such a blessing. And just the fact that you can fill it out online while staying safe at home is such a valuable thing at a time like what we're living through now. In addition to that, online you can access 12 different languages of versions of the census. And they also guarantee that the online version does follow the latest web accessibility guidelines. So for those using a screen reader or who are low vision, they guarantee that the form follows those guidelines. They also have American Sign Language available as a video on their website, and it is also smartphone and tablet compatible. So those are some of the really good things they're doing for accessibility when it comes to filling out online. Now, are there any other ways to fill out the census?
Yes, you can also call in and take it over the phone, speaking to a real live person, which is a great feature that a lot of our consumers take advantage of. And, you know, especially for people that aren't as tech savvy, it's an option to still participate, to self-respond and speak to a person. And due to high demand and everyone being encouraged to self-respond, we've really increased the number of people that are on the phones to make the wait times as low as possible. And we've gotten really good feedback from our consumers about the just the experience of taking it over the phone, and that's offered in English and Spanish and other languages on by request. So it's just really trying to put forth as many ways to participate so that regardless of who you are as a person and your abilities, you will have an option to self-respond.
Very cool. Now, I saw on the census website they do have a telephone display service for phone call-in as well. And that number for all the listeners out there is 844-467-2020. Again, that is 844-467-2020. Are there any other ways that people can fill out the census this year?
Definitely. And going back to the phone number for the Spanish to participate over the phone in Spanish, the number is 844-468-2020, and that's to participate over the phone in Spanish.
All right, perfect.
Yeah, and other ways, if you would rather not take it on a computer, online, or over the phone, you can just sit tight and you will be mailed a paper mailer that you should see soon. And if you haven't, there have been a few delays with mailing everything out to people that haven't self-responded, but you should see those in the mail shortly now that that's revving back up. And you will get a paper questionnaire in the mail, and you can fill it out the old-fashioned way by hand and mail it back in, and that works just as well. And we also have access to large print guides and also the ability to print them in Braille if someone needs that resource. So before we leave here, I'll make sure to give my email out so that I can be a contact and a resource for someone that has additional questions or might need help accessing these accessibility resources. I can help do that personally on a person-to-person basis.
And at the beginning, before this coronavirus thing hit us all, there was some talk about census takers actually coming to people's homes. I'm assuming that's either delayed or canceled. Do you have any information on that?
Yeah, I have some updates on that. What you're referring to is we call NRFU, which is non-response follow-up. And that's where if you haven't responded over the phone or mailed the paper back or taken it, participated online, a person who is trained as a census taker will walk door to door and knock on your door and, you know, help you with completing your census. And that has been delayed until August 11th. So we definitely want to respect all the state guidelines and make sure that we're respecting social distancing and doing everything we can to follow the state and county guidelines. But also, it's not going to happen because it's still very important to make sure that the people that haven't responded yet are getting that second follow-up and still will have the opportunity to participate so that more multiple steps are taken to make sure that you will be counted.
Okay.
And also offering assistance to help complete it. Whether you forgot or there was some other barrier, it will help the people that haven't taken it to get that one more follow-up up with the census taker.
Awesome. Yeah, there's a lot going on, and people are dealing with a lot of stuff right now. But again, it's just so important just to take the 10 minutes to fill out the census in whichever way you feel most comfortable. So some common questions we've gotten here, one of them is, how do you count grandchildren who are living with their grandparents in a home?
Yeah, that's a great question. And this all goes back to census day, April 1st. You will count who's living in the residence on April 1st. So if there are children living with their grandparents, and that's their main residence where they spend most of their time, if they were there on April 1st, they're going to be counted in that residence. And we kind of ask everyone to use April 1st as the day of whoever is under the house, under the roof, at that point is they will be counted.
All right, nice and easy, just so whoever was living at your house on April 1st, that's who you would count in the census.
Definitely. And that goes for children as well, newborn children as well, and expecting. So if a child was born on April 1st, we want to count them, regardless of even if they're an infant or newborn, they still get counted because everybody counts.
Another common question we get is the census secure? Who has access to the information? Is it confidential? We get a lot of concerning questions about that as well.
Definitely. That's a that's a good question that we get a lot too, and we want to answer very accurately so that we can ease concerns and make sure that's not something that people are concerned about and could prevent people from taking it. And your responses to the 2020 census are safe, and they're protected by federal law. Your answers can only be used to produce statistics. They cannot be used against you by any government agency or court in any way, not by the FBI, not by the CIA, not by DHS, and not by ICE. And also the citizenship question will not be asked on the census either. So you can rest assured that, yeah, your information is purely for statistics to help address, to help allocate funding that comes back into your communities, and that's it. Every census taker takes an oath where they have to have a confidentiality oath. So anyone you talk to that's a certified with the Census Bureau, they've taken an oath to not share any information, and that's punishable by law if it is broken. So every step is taken to make sure that your information is safe and secure and that it won't be used in any other way than helping produce statistics to help the funding come back into your communities.
Okay. Yeah, I also wanted to add in there, there are some census scams going on right now. So everyone just keep an eye out for that. The Census Bureau will never ask for your Social Security number. They'll never ask for your credit card information. So if you see something fishy where it seems like a Census Bureau is asking for some of that information, you know, don't trust that source because they won't ask for Social Security numbers or anything like that. So just wanted to throw that out there. The last common question we get is, how long does this take to complete? How much time and energy does one need to put in to fill out the census?
And that's the best part. For how much value that we can provide to our communities through the census, it doesn't take much time at all. It can take 10 minutes or less. And that's when I took it myself online, it took about 5 minutes. And depending on how many people are in your house or what method you choose to participate in, it's a very quick and easy process. And that's how we wanted it to be designed that way, so that it isn't taking up too much of your time and that it's simple and easy. And yeah, so it's a quick thing and you don't have to set aside a whole day or afternoon to take it. It's something that can be done in the morning with your coffee and a quick 10-minute thing that just is so worthwhile.
Yeah, yeah. You said yours took 5 minutes. I also yes. completed mine online. Took about 5-10 minutes. So mm-hmm. it was pretty easy, straightforward. For those looking to respond online, just go to 2020census.gov. That is 2020census.gov. Census is spelled C-E-N-S-U-S. And there's a big button right on there, I think. Yeah, do you have are there any other resources for people with disabilities in regards to the census that you're aware of?
Yeah, just a few tips for when you are self-responding online. By now, you should have been mailed an envelope from the Census Department that has what's called a Census ID number in it. And that's just a 12-digit number that when you go online or call over the phone, the first thing is the census taker or the online is going to ask you to input this 12-digit census number. And if for whatever reason you don't have that 12-digit census number, it's not a big deal. You can still complete the census and you'll just have to answer one or two additional questions to verify your residence or where you live, and you'll still be able to complete that. So please don't let that be a barrier in participation. And then also, if you don't have a physical address, you're able to input cross streets as well. So just a quick little tidbit on that.
That's good to know.
Yeah. And then as a last resource, I'd like to give out my email address.
Yeah, definitely.
It's Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at cpwd.org. And that's my direct email. And please feel free to reach out with any questions about the census in general or about any accessibility resources that we spoke about today. And I can help remove barriers and get more information in your hands or help you have access to the accessibility resources if you need extra one-on-one support. That's what we're here for, and we want to support you.
That's awesome. So Craig Towler is a great resource. The Center for People with Disabilities is a great resource. To request Braille, large print, or American Sign Language forms, to respond by phone or for additional assistance, you can also call these toll-free numbers. For English, it is 844-330-2020. Again, that is 844-330-2020 for English. For Spanish, you can call 844-468-2020. Again, for Spanish, that is 844-468-2020. And that telephone display service number is 844-467-2020. Again, for that telephone display service, that is 844-467-2020. And again, the Center for People with Disabilities, they provide resources, information, and advocacy for people with disabilities. You can contact CPWD directly by dialing 303-442-8662. And again, that is 303-442-8662.
Thank you so much for your time and helping us get the word out about the census. And it's just something that, you know, it only takes 10 minutes of our time to fill out now, but it's going to provide resources and funding for our communities for the next 10 years. So for just 10 minutes of time, we're going to bring value to our communities for 10 years. So that's a pretty good return rate, and we just appreciate everyone's participation. And please reach out with any questions. We're here to help you, and thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Craig. And again, I just wanted to put that URL for the census website out there one more time. It's 2020census.gov. So thanks again, Craig, for this really valuable information, and we hope to see you again soon.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You're listening to the Audio Information Network of Colorado. This is Community Conversations. We invite you to please stay tuned for your next program.